Hi, I'm Sam Stokes. Let's talk about Power BI Embedded. Wow, this is a great idea. You can add Power BI display, data display, interactive data display to your existing applications. There are tutorials that show you how to do that, and we'll be taking a look at them in this video. This is pretty cool, so I hope you hang around. I'm really excited about Power BI Embedded and the efficiencies it brings to the developer as well as brings great data displays to the end users. Right, at Build 2016, Power BI Embedded was introduced. Power BI Embedded versus the Power BI Display. The embedded version uses the Azure subscription. The desktop uses Office 365. So that's a difference. If you don't have access to Office 365 and you have access to the Azure subscription, Power BI Embedded really makes a lot of sense. Now, Power BI makes a lot of sense in many ways. You can add it to your existing applications. You can add it to your existing mobile applications. These can be Android, iOS, and even the Apple Watch is one of the mobile applications you can interface with. If you provide software, say you're an independent software vendor or an ISV, then you can use this Power BI data experience to display data interactively to your customers and through your customer-facing applications. Now, as an ISV or a developer, you purchase renders. The license is not the responsibility of the end user. This allows you to budget and models the open source pricing structure such as Kibana and allows you to budget for the amount of utilization or renders that your application will be doing. The nice thing is you have always up-to-date interactive reporting inside your application. So let's take a look at some of the online material that's available. If we take a look at the Get Started with Microsoft Power BI Embedded Preview, we can see that there's a well-written article here. In fact, a very fresh written article on Power BI Embedded as of April 18th, 2016. So you can take a look at what is Power BI Embedded in this article. And this article also goes over some of the high-level concepts of the Power BI Embedded. So as a developer, you use your Microsoft subscription to set up a workspace collection, and we'll take a look at this process in just a second. The workspace collection interacts with the Azure SQL database, your Azure SQL data warehouse, or even the HD Insight, which is the Azure version of Hadoop. Now, the workspace collection is a one-to-many to a workspace, and then you would embed it easily into your app. And we'll take a look at the documentation on how to do so. I've run it. It doesn't really map into the 15-minute version of this presentation, but I did find it fairly easy to do. And then you get to your end users. Now remember, the end users are not paying for this viewing. The developer or ISV pays for that. So you need to create a workspace collection. And a workspace collection is the top-level Azure resource and a container for the content. So let's take a look at our Power BI Azure account. So let's go over here and we see we have the Power BI up and running using the desktop. So we'll close that. And here's another page that can help you work with Power BI. And this is the powerbi.microsoft.com. And this is the US address if you want to utilize the other type in your language or elsewhere in the world. Then you just hit powerbimicrosoft.com, and that should bring up the right URL for you to use. Now remember, Your data travels Google Play, App Store, Microsoft App Store, and then the Windows Store all allow you to share your data with other people. Now, this is another article by Nick Cadwell. Very good job. And he goes through and discusses in some depth what the Power BI embedded does, and gives you a great example of Milliman, which is a provider of actuarial products. So they use a lot of data. They need to have interactive reports for people who are consuming their actuarial products. So take a look at that. Another company that's using the Power BI is a marketing analytics company, another good one. HighSpot, a technology company that does sales enablement tools, and NineTex, which is a workflow management tool. All of these are a great way to see how other people are utilizing the Power BI embedded to improve their products. Make sure you're taking a look at the Azure Friday and supercharging your apps with Power BI embedded. Great, great article. Okay, let's go to Azure. And we'll hit the portal here and open up the portal. I think I'll go in private so we don't have any real issues. Hopefully, and I'll hit azure.microsoft.com, do a portal in private. Now we're coming up with Azure, and what I'm going to do is go ahead and we'll set up a Power BI embedded. So I'll come over here in the new portal, I guess they call it, even though it's about a year or so old. And in the new, what we can do is we could type in Power BI up here, and we see Power BI shows up here, or you can go directly to data and analytics here. And you'll see Power BI shows up at the top. Once Power BI is opened up, you'll need to add a workspace collection name. Let's call this the Build 2016 Power BI. Looks like that works. My subscription is the only one that I have right now. And my resource group, now this can cause an error if we're not careful. Right now, the Power BI embedded is only offered through South Central US Data Center. If I use my West is Best resource, which is sort of a general resource that I use for many things, then I would get an error. But I'm going to do it correctly. I'll hit South Central US, so I'll click on that. I'll go ahead and pin this to the dashboard. And now I'll click on Create. Now I need to get my two keys, and so I'll hit settings, and then I'll come down here and get my access keys. So there's key one and key two. Key two, normally we don't use. This allows us to automatically regenerate key one. So they're both, if you keep key two, then as I understand it, you can regenerate key one with low impact. All right, let's take a look at how to configure your Power BI after you've worked with the desktop, which has the output of a .pbix file. We can use a Visual Studio program that's included in the start with a sample, and you go through and configure the sample, and we'll take a look at how to do that. So I'll go ahead and open the file up. Now one of the things you do want to make sure is that, of course, you have the file extracted, and you want to also make sure you use NuGet in your application. So now I'm going to open my Visual Studio application. And where is it? It should be right here, Power BI embedded. And I'll go ahead and open up the Power BI embedded solution. And once it's loaded, you want to make sure that you run NuGet on it. And so right click, manage NuGet for solutions. Now NuGet for solutions in Visual Studio is like NPM for JavaScript. Not the same, sort of the same. And if there's anything needed, there'll be a it'll import and work. So we have everything ready to go with the NuGet. So I'll close that. And the program, if you're not real familiar with Visual Studio, will start up using provision sample. So I'll go ahead and hit start. And this is a console app. And so to start, I need to go through some configuration items, and I will run the provision, and then I will hit, let's see, do I want to get my metadata? Do I want to provision a new workspace collection? What do I want to do? Well, nice Outlook since it's been closed. I'll go ahead and start again. Okay, we need to open up a download the or create a Power BI output from our retail analysis sample, and we've done so. And now we'll use our retail analysis sample, which is in our solution flow here, but we have to do some setup. So initially we'll go ahead and open the project and mine is on the C drive and Power BI embedded. Open that up. Power BI embedded. Click on open. Takes a few seconds for it to initialize. And provision sample is the startup application. So I'll go ahead and click on start. And now this console application starts, and I can use it to create and provision a new workplace. So I'll click on 5, which is provision a new workspace in an existing workspace collection. So I need to give it a name. I'll go back over to my Azure account and make sure I get the correct name. And I'll copy it just to make sure I get it correct. Next, I need to get the access key. So I'll go to settings and then select access keys and click the copy. Now, of course, I'm going to regenerate these access keys after we've completed, so I really don't care whether or not you see it. This is what the key looks like. They usually end with an equal. I haven't seen them otherwise. When I hit enter, I'll receive a workspace ID, and when I go and look at my Visual Studio or my Azure, and I go back and I'll close some of these blades, and let me go ahead and refresh. We should see that one. And there's two workspaces. Now I want to save the workspace ID. I'll be using that in a little bit, so I'll come up here and select it. And before we end this session, I want to go into the Power BI embedded application and add my Power BI access key, which you see here. I'm using the api.powerbi.com. I need to include my workspace collection and my workspace ID, which was generated earlier. Once this is all done, your app should run with the PBIX running in it, and you should be ready to go. I hope this has helped you get into the point where you're up to and able to modify your sample web app. And you do that by going in and adding these app settings to your application. The instructions in the Power BI site then takes you into using your localhost to run your web application and to get it running on your Azure site. It also goes into how to work with reports, view models, and running the app and so forth. It's really kind of out of the scope of this, but this is pretty exciting. Being able to build data displays using the rich power of Power BI and then embed them quickly into your running your operational applications is very exciting to me. So this is Sam Stokes. Over to you and out.